Time now for our first edition of 2016 of our Red Sox Insider with Andy Carboni. And Andy, welcome back. And here we are in 2016. And on this Wednesday, the Red Sox equipment truck is off to the south.
Yes, Bill, great to be back. And it's the first sign officially of spring. The truck is loaded, headed onto Fort Myers as we speak. And warm temperatures ahead, hopefully, for all of us. And the spring can't come soon enough.
No, absolutely, although it doesn't look like it's going to be at all spring-like for the next few days, but that's another story. Well, what do you think the outlook is for this Red Sox team for 2016?
Well, I think it's easy to say that they should be better than they were last year, but that's not saying much. Still a lot of questions on this team, a lot of holes still, I think, that are still out there that were not addressed, and a lot of unproven players on the team. Obviously, look at the young players in the outfield, like Jackie Bradley's and Rosnay Castillo's, are they going to be able to take it to the next level and be productive players every day? The pitching staff still has some concerns. Of course, the biggest elephant in the room, I think, is Manny Ramirez at first base. The left field experiment obviously was an extreme failure last year, and who knows what's going to happen with him over at first base this year.
Yeah, I think that Manny slip is, I think that's been done before, and it's you're concerned about that. Yeah, so what about his offense, too, Andy?
Well, he's supposedly recovered from a shoulder injury from last year. I mean, he, offensively last year, the first month and a half of the season, he hit well. He had 11 home runs in a span of a month, had 19 overall before he really hurt himself and was pretty much done for the year. So I'm not too concerned about his offense. It's just that the defense will definitely offset any offense from him, potentially making errors at first base, and who knows what's going to happen there. But there's not really much you can do with him. Like, obviously, he can't be your DH. You know who's going to be the DH spot, so it's pretty much whatever you're going to get what you see, and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Little Dick Stewart, actually, at first base, maybe this year.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, it's like it didn't work in left. Why would it work at first, I guess, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, he does have the experience of being a third baseman and a shortstop, so we would think fielding ground balls shouldn't be an issue, but I think footwork at first base and scooping up low throws and whatnot, that could be an issue, but obviously, we'll have spring training to see how that's all going to play out.
New general manager for the team, David Price, new an acquisition as an ace on the mound, but have they done enough? Has Dombrowski done enough?
Well, honestly, Bill, I don't think he has. I still think there are a lot of holes on this team. That's great. You got the number one starter in Price, which is obviously something they lacked last year. But after that, you know, it's throw everything up in the air and see how it comes down. They're all pretty similar. There's really no number two, number three, number four. All a bunch of ifs and questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the bullpen still needed a little bit of work. He did bring in Carson Smith and be a trade with Wade Miley, and he did bring in Craig Kimball. I still think that, you know, always could use an extra arm in the bullpen. I think he's banking a lot on Junichi Suzawa to come back and be strong again. I think his better days may be behind him at this point. You don't really know how Uehara is going to come back after the wrist injury last year at the end of the season. So I still think there's some question marks there. And obviously, you know, the outfield is still going to be a question. Two spots out of three, are they going to get any offense
right
out of that outfield? So, there's still some questions. I just, you know, would like to see a couple more moves to kind of shore things up. But again, I'm not spending the money, so I don't know. But we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, we got so much to talk about. Let me ask you one other position here: catcher. What's the deal with that for this year?
Well, I think you're going to see to start things off of the season. It's going to be another platoon situation. I think Swihart will get the bulk of the work with Hannigan being the backup, and obviously Vasquez will be probably starting the year at AAA. He's still coming back from his Tommy John surgery. You know, he stands out in spring training how far along he is, but eventually I think he'll come in as the number two catcher down the road. But I still think he's probably close to half a year away from him getting back into full time playing up at the big leagues.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with this weather forecast for the weekend, I think I wish I was in that equipment truck headed to Florida right now, but that's not the case.
Yeah, I agree with you right there. I agree with you 100%.
I'd be one of those 20,000 baseballs that I heard they had in that truck. They got all kinds of stuff in there. But anyways, the truck is off, and like you said, it's a harbinger of spring. If the groundhog isn't, then it's that Red Sox equipment truck and so on. So there we go. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll check back soon.
Sounds good.
Andy Carboni, our Baseball Insider here on MSO NewSports.com.